Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, July 13th, and welcome to our commentary. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about inflation. Inflation is here and in big numbers. So we're going to talk a little bit about what happens next. Also, the president of Mexico came to the White House yesterday, and I thought at times there was a bizarre, just the presence, I mean, of these two men was rather bizarre. But I want to begin with a post that I have over at the American Thinker today talking about the First Lady and tacos. As I say in my post, and you can read it at the American Thinker, you can follow it on my blog or over at my Facebook page. And by the way, I think they're also publishing it today at Babaloo, which is a Cuban American blog. But as I write in my blog post, I don't think the First Lady of the United States is racist, nor do I think she was trying to be racist. I think she was trying to be funny. But the problem is, this is a joke that obviously didn't go well in that particular crowd. I mean, you can just tell by the way the crowd reacted. And I think the Democrats are victims of their own craziness about diversity. All they want to do is talk about diversity. And in fact, that's not the way people think and act. And so I don't think she was trying to be mean or racist or critical. She was just trying to be funny. But obviously it didn't go over well with a crowd that, as you can just watch the video, that nobody was really laughing in that crowd. So check out my post over at the American Thinker. I call my post, "At Least She Didn't Call Us Burritos." And if you read my post, you'll understand why I use that little bit of humor. Well, let's talk about inflation. Let's talk about inflation. Inflation is here. It's been coming for a while. I mean, it just didn't arrive. But inflation really hit us this month. And we may get another bad number coming up pretty soon when the product index comes out. That's the wholesale product index. When that comes out, that may be a very bad number as well. And the reality is that we have inflation. And the reality is that inflation is the highest it's been in 40 years. And there's a very important reason why people say 40 years. Because 40 years ago, we had a recession that had to follow the inflation that we had. If you remember from your history, inflation was pretty high during 1981. And President Reagan and the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Paul Volcker, got together and designed a plan that put the country in a recession because that was the only way you could get the inflation out of the system. That was the only way you could do it. And it worked. It worked extremely well, actually. And by the middle of 1983, the fall of 1983, the economy had hit bottom, and then it began to rebound. And the rebound was, of course, fantastic. And it was, of course, you saw that rebound of the mid-80s to the late 80s when we had a really good, strong American economy. Well, that's what happened. But we had to hit that recession to get the inflation out of our system. And that's what's coming now. That's what's coming now. It's not fun to talk about recession. What is recession? Recession is an economic term. But recession in practical terms means interest rates. Business is closing, people cannot pay their rent, people losing their homes, business is closing. It also has a recession in the United States will also have a devastating impact on some of the other economies in the world. For example, the economy of Mexico, the economy of Canada, most of the third world economies will be impacted. Back in 1980, you go back to that year, you'll see that many, many of the international currencies were devalued because of the American recession. So this is what's coming. We're going to be entering into a recession officially, probably in the next 30 to 60 days. I think in many ways we are already in a recession. You know, they say that a recession is when you have two quarters of negative growth. Well, we had one. Whether we have a second one right now, I don't know. I have not seen the figures, but it sure feels like we're having a recession. And you're going to see those interest rates go up. You're already seeing, by the way, if you just follow the news, you can see some signs of the recession. You know, for example, I just saw a story. People are pulling out of home purchases. You know, you put an offer in to buy a house and people are pulling out. And they're pulling out because they're not comfortable making a commitment at a time like this. So you're seeing some of the signs of a recession. And as I say, those of us who remember 1982, it was very brutal in 1982. Is it going to get that brutal? I don't know. I hope not, because nobody wins. I mean, I don't have any reason to wish for a recession or a bad recession like the one we had in 82, but it could be. It could be worse. You never know. It could be worse. So let's just hope and pray that we can get through it, but it's going to get very difficult. That's my point. Over the next couple of years, definitely the next 12 to 18 months are going to be very, very difficult for the American economy. Well, the president of Mexico was in, was at the White House yesterday. And it really a fascinating meeting to watch between these two men, because it was the president of Mexico who did all the talking. And I just thought it was fascinating. I mean, he spent all this time talking about the history of U.S.-Mexico relations, going back to President Franklin Roosevelt. And he spoke for a long time. You could kind of see President Biden was just kind of sitting there saying, when is this guy going to stop talking? But it was not a good day for President Biden in this. At least the visuals of it were not good. I don't know what they actually talked about in private or where they decided to. I don't think they decided anything. But what you had here was the president of Mexico coming up. First of all, he said, and this is not really funny, but he said the gasoline prices were cheaper in Mexico and that they were letting Americans cross the border to buy gasoline. I mean, I don't think that's funny. And that's a real jab at President Biden. I mean, for him to say that. So I thought that was in bad taste, actually. And then the other thing he said is that I need, so many thousands of work visas for people to come to the United States. Well, yeah, okay, that's great that you need that. But why are these people having to leave your country? I mean, Mexico is a big economy. Why isn't Mexico producing more jobs? What's going on in Mexico that they're not producing more jobs? So I don't think it was a great visit. Now, those of us who've been following U.S.-Mexico relations for a while, normally when the president of Mexico comes to the United States, it's like the Super Bowl of Mexican politics, because the president of Mexico standing next to the president of the United States, as I said, that's like the Super Bowl of Mexican politics now south of the border. This particular president, López Obrador, is a very ambitious man, and he wants to be more than president of Mexico. He wants to be the president of the third world, and I think he's using this position as president of Mexico to position himself as that kind of a person, the kind of person who projects an international image. So he's a very ambitious man. He's a very smart man, I'll say that much as well. And he knows how to use the microphone a heck of a lot better than Joe Biden does. And in this little conference that they had yesterday, at least the visuals of it, I mean, it was López Obrador 100, President Biden 0. I mean, the visuals were horrible. And that means a lot, because people are watching TV or whatever, and they see their president, the Mexican president, looking, strong and well-spoken and so on. And they see the president of the United States looking tired and looking at his notes. And that's a very bad visual, again, for President Biden. So what can I tell you? It was not a good meeting. And I've seen quite a few of these meetings. For example, when Reagan or the two Bushes or Obama or Clinton met with these presidents, that the Mexico was exhibiting a certain sense of, wow, I'm talking to the president of the United States. But in this case, the president of Mexico was clearly outshining the president of the United States. It was amazing. It was amazing to me to watch. It was not a good afternoon or a good day or whatever for President Biden, who now is in Israel trying to convince the Israelis that the Iran nuclear deal is something they should support. Of course, they're not going to support that. But anyway, It's just not a good month. July has not been a good month for the president and also the first lady. Well, we're going to close today remembering one of my real heroes, and that's a fellow named Jack Kemp. You may remember Jack Kemp. He was born in California on this day in 1935. He passed away very young in 2009. He passed away of cancer, so that would have meant in his mid-60s or something, or late-60s when he passed away. Jack Kemp, of course, came up as a football player. He was a quarterback with first the AFL and then the NFL. And I think he played in Buffalo with the Buffalo Bills and also the San Diego Chargers of the old AFL. So he came up as a professional quarterback, ended up in Buffalo. And there in Buffalo, he got into politics. He became a member of the House of Representatives, and he was part of that conservative movement in the U.S. House back in the 1970s. And in many ways, he was a bit ahead of Reagan, because you know Jack Kemp was already a conservative spokesman by the time Reagan became the candidate for president in 1980. He was in the House. He was a very good member of the House. He was a great man for ideas. Very smart man, Jack Kemp. And then in 19, when the first Bush was elected president, he named Jack Kemp as secretary of HUD and did a great job in that particular position. Then in 1996, some of you remember, in 1996, Bob Dole selected him as vice president in the ticket that lost to the reelection of Bill Clinton. I have to tell you something about Jack Kemp. I always thought he was going to be president. And one of my great disappointments, frankly, was that in 1988, the first President Bush did not select Jack Kemp as vice president. I really thought he was going to. I really George, the first Bush, that is, Bush 41, as we like to call him, I really thought that he was going to select Jack Kemp as vice president. I think that would have been a great ticket, Bush Kemp. Now, as it turned out, you know, Bush easily defeated Dukakis in 1988. So he really didn't need a lot of help defeating Dukakis. But I think a ticket Bush Kemp would have been a great ticket. And what Kemp would have brought to the Bush White House was a connection to the Reagan voters would have been very helpful, I think, to the first Bush, particularly when the economy hit the recession in 1992. So I said before, I thought that Jack Kemp was going to be president of the United States. He was a real favorite of mine back in the late 70s, 1980s. And, you know, unfortunately, he passed away too quickly because I think he had cancer and passed away in 2009. So we remember Jack Kemp, one of my real political favorites of the late 70s, 80s. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.